Johnson. Okay, what do you push with your foot to make the car go?
The accelerator.
Okay. And before they had automatic transmission, you had...
Stick shift.
Do you know about any different kinds of stick shift?
Well, I know that you have a 3-speed, you have a 4-speed, you have a 5-speed, mm-hmm. 5 forwards, 4 forwards, or 3 forwards. Okay. 1 reverse, they all have reverse. Or R for race.
Okay. Okay, if you're driving through, let's say, a housing complex, and they want you to go very slowly, they put things in the road.
They're called automobile killers. I don't know what they're called. Speed breakers, I reckon.
Okay.
But they do a good job of making your car get a lot of rattles in it.
Yeah. What kind of automobile does the fire department use?
Fire truck.
Okay, do you know about any different kinds of fire trucks?
No.
Okay, do you have a name for the ones that maybe have a ladder on it?
A ladder truck. Good enough.
Okay. What about the kind that has a boom and bucket going up?
A bucket truck.
Okay, now would you, that's the name that you would give to it?
That's the name I'd give to
okay.
it.
Okay. If somebody had a heart attack, what kind of small truck would the fire department send out?
A van.
Okay. And then the fire chief might drive in a...
No, the fire chief drives in a little red car.
Okay. And what are these men who put out fires called?
Firemen.
Okay, any joking names for them? Have you ever heard of any?
Mm-mm. Or firefighters. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of any slang.
Okay. Now how about the people who are supposed to protect our cities?
What do you want, slang names or policemen?
Okay, and slang names?
Cop. Mm-hmm. Pig, which I hear a lot from my kids at school.
Okay. And what do they drive?
They drive motorcycles and they drive cars and they drive vans.
Okay, now the vans, are those used for a particular thing? I mean, is there a special name for those?
Paddy wagon.
Okay. And what is the aircraft that the police sometimes use?
It's helicopter. A whirly bird.
Okay. And the place where the firemen work is called the?
Station.
Okay.
Fire station.
And the police?
Police station.
Okay. If a person were arrested for drunkenness, where would one spend the night?
In the jail or the pokey.
Okay. And does it matter if, or is there a difference to you between a name for the place if somebody was drunk? Or somebody had committed a crime. I mean, they might be sent to two different places. Is there a...
I've heard dry and out tank, but now, for me, personally, no, there's no difference.
Okay. But a dry and out tank would be if you're drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does a policeman carry for protection?
A gun and a billy stick.
Okay. Let's see. What are some names for a prostitute?
For a prostitute, a whore, the blacks call them hoes.
Hoes?
Hoes. And not only do they call them hoes, but they write it W-H-O. Over at school, they had this little gal's name plastered all over the wall, says, so-and-so is a hoe, W-H-O.
Okay.
And hooker.
Mm-hmm.
Slut. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you think prostitutes are slut.
Uh-huh.
I reckon it depends on the caliber of the prostitute. Okay. This is going down in history, isn't it?
Tells anything you know.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the building where they might work? What would that be called? A group of prostitutes might work at a...
Oh, a home? I don't know. What do you call those? Parlor? I don't know. What do you call them?